Get our meeting started, we'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Have the clerk call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, February the 21st.
I'll make it. Motion.
Motion's been made and have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $17,427.25. Economic Development, $100. Police, $17,317.71. Fire, $7,925.22. Street, $11,294.21. Park, $65,883.98. Public Health and Safety, $1,163.63. Cemetery, $4,222. Water Operations, $21,775.30. Sewer Operations, $3,719.45. Water Deposits, $375. Clinton Sanitary District, $49,472.54. Drug Enforcement, $453.25. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $62,539.20. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $341,222.76.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second.
Second's been made. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Srulik.
Yes. Anybody in the audience want to address the council this evening? Come forward and state your name and address, please.
Mayor, with all due respect, I'll state my name.
Okay, that's fine.
And I'll quote you this statute. While reasonable rules limit a person's opportunity to address the public body, may be imposed, the Illinois Attorney General's office affirmatively determined that whether by rule or by custom and practice, requiring an individual to provide his home address before addressing the public body is prohibited. Because it stifles.
I can't hardly hear you.
Stifles the Freedom of Speech Act.
Can you speak into the younger?
Can he sit down? Yeah.
Can you hear me now, Commissioner Edmonds?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you.
I'll read it again so you'll understand it. While reasonable rules limiting a person's opportunity to address a public body may be imposed, the Attorney General's office affirmatively determined that whether by rule or by custom and practice, requiring an individual to provide a home address before addressing a public body is prohibited because it stifles the Freedom of Speech Act.
Okay.
That was found by the Attorney General September of 2014. I've told your past city administrator, your new city administrator for 5 years about this. Nobody's ever said anything.
No, I never come up.
Now, I came up today, addressed the city clerk. I came in here February the 7th, addressed this council. You guys approved the minutes last meeting. All five of you read them. Dan Ballinger made the motion. Kenny seconded it for those minutes of the meeting. It was inaccurate. She sat and listened to the recording. I want that set of the minutes of the meeting for that day to be corrected because it's not accurate. Now, I've come up here a bunch and I haven't got any answers. None. So I'm back again. I FOIA requested the daily payroll for Dan Ballinger for September and October. And I got it right here. I didn't get it all, but I got most of it. The city failed to give it all to me. Says right here on 10-8, haunted house, 4 hours. 10-9, 2021, haunted house, 4 hours. 10-15, 10-16, 10-22, 10-23, all 4 hours for the haunted house. I FOIA requested the city, the payroll turned in to the haunted house. I do have a sheet. On 10-8, 4 hours and 8 hours, which is a total of 12 hours. But for billing purposes, that was authorized by Commissioner Ballinger, it's only got 4 hours billable. The second day is 12 hours, 4 hours billable. Third day, 12 hours, 4 hours billable. Fourth day, 19 hours turned in, 11 hours billable. Following day, 16 hours, 10 hours billable. Day after that, 16 hours worked, 10 hours billable. Then they failed to give me the rest of it. But what I come up with, 6 days is 87 hours that they worked. And they only billed out for 37. So with that document that I received from you guys, that for every 2 hours, they're paying double, or for every hour, they're paying double time. The math don't work out. I shouldn't have to ask questions. The documents tell the stories. Plain and simple. They should. And it don't add up. So we have an issue. You have a commissioner, an elected official, that's a fireman. Oh, I understand that statute from 1982 very well. I knew it was there all along. But he was not a fireman when he was elected to office. Put himself on the department. Now, this right here, authorized by Commissioner Ballinger at $26 an hour, he's an employee of that department and a commissioner. I think that's a conflict of interest. Absolutely. I FOIA requested the city about the Apple and Pork Festival. And it shows right here on 10/25/2021, which is a Saturday, that Commissioner Ballinger worked 11 hours. On 10/26, which was a Sunday, that he worked 10 hours. My question is, was this Apple and Pork Festival paid at this special rate, $26 an hour? Can't get the documents. Who authorizes that wage? Did you authorize that wage, Commissioner Ballinger? But at the Apple and Pork Festival, there was 289 man hours turned in. The ambulance is down there, the police department's down there, and another 289 man hours. That's a lot. November the 15th, I FOIA requested the city. Now, I FOIA request quite a few cities in the past years, government agencies. Every time I FOIA request, somebody picks the phone up and calls to make sure they send me the documents that I'm looking for. I requested, can a city employee, Clinton employee, hold an elected position or run for city office, official? What's the city's policy or issue on that? The request I got, or the response I got for this request, the request is a question, not a request for public records, but it is. Last meeting, Commissioner Edmonds read the Illinois statute 5-3.1-15-15, holding other offices. And it states that a city official can be a fireman. I agree with that, 100%. There's also other statutes out there that touch on this subject. One of those is a Public Act 94-316. It was effective July 25th, 2005, which adds Section 12 to the Local Government Employees Political Rights Act. This is what it states. Elective and appointed officials, a member of any fire department or fire protection may. We all understand that? A member of any fire department. Number one, may be a candidate for elective office and service in the public office if elected. So that's saying, for layman's terms, that a fireman can run for public official. But that's not what happened here. Were you a fireman when you run for office, Commissioner Ballinger? Two, under that, to be appointed to any public office and serve in the public office if appointed. There's a whole bunch of this. And the way that it's determined is by case law. I'm no lawyer by any means. But if you read this, you'll understand it. Somebody's overstepping their boundaries. Now you've got a fireman. That's appointing people to the police and fire commission, voting on it. You got a fireman that's sitting up here that's appointing the chief and voting on it. How can a city employee do that? The way I read the statutes, and the way I understand it, it's the mayor's responsibility to insert them. I could be wrong. Now, I requested 9 things. FOIA requested. People want this brought out in the public eye. Questions answered. I will state this, John, Commissioner Wise, with all due respect, you made an statement in the meeting, come up here, City Hall, you can get some answers. No, I can't. Zero. So, what do? You FOIA request, and then you run out because they stifle you. We don't have this, we don't have that, and you have to do it 4 or 5 times before you get it. That's fine. I've got plenty of friends. You got your book with you? Anybody? On the last page, last line item, 10/17/2021, the 1.9 gallons of gas. That document right there, I would say, and it needs looked into, would fall under the Illinois Compiled Statutes, which would be 720 ILCS 5/17-3 from Chapter 38, Paragraph 17-3, Section 17-3, Forgery. A person commits forgery with the intent to defraud. He or she knowingly makes a false document or alters any document to make it false, and that document is apparently capable of defrauding others. Because we have a police report on that day that states it went in his personal truck, not a fire truck, what that document says. So that right there needs looked into. You, as a council, Commissioner Edmonds read it off last meeting. Want to bring statutes into it? There's plenty of them out there. This is a pretty broad subject, touching on a lot of things. Now, it's been brought to my attention. What position do you hold on the fire department, Commissioner Bounder? Are you rank and file or an officer? Well, it does say on the payroll sheets, and I've got them, he's listed as commissioner. Fire chief's listed as fire chief, assistant. Right on down through the chain of command. So that would be, I take it, that he's representing a fire commissioner. A regular fireman wears a black uniform. An officer wears a white. Why do you wear a white uniform? The other thing that's been said, you got five stripes on your sleeve. That insignia is the chief of the fire department. Are you the chief? Now, for the record, I'm asking all these questions. I'd like some answers. Made a few phone calls, wrote a few letters. Got a whole bunch of information from Kwame Raoul's office, state's attorney, or the attorney general. It's got a lot of case law referenced in there. This isn't the first time in the state of Illinois that this has been challenged. This is not going to be the last time in the state of Illinois that this is challenged. But I will say right now, what Commissioner Ballinger is doing in all this, there's issues. Mayor Srulich, I feel, as a citizen of Clinton, Illinois, that you have the mayoral duty go out of house, go to the state's attorney, have him look into this. If they say there's no conflict interest, he can be a fireman, he can wear a white uniform, he can draw pay, he can vote right up here. I don't have a problem with that. That's what I think. The other thing is, Before I'm done, I asked about the 186 gallons of gas in the year 2021. For the record, it was 186.8 gallons, to be exactly. From the time he was issued a gas card till the time last he used it, there was a total of 377.9 gallons of gas. My question is, if my math's correct, where'd the other 191 1.1 gallons of gas go. The day on September 12th that the boat was said to be acquired, on that day at 9:43 in the morning, 18.7 gallons of gas was signed for by Commissioner Ballinger. Also, if you look at the payroll, and I do have it, on that day he turned in 4 hours as a fireman. If you also go through all the gas, there's a pattern of days and roughly times that it's acquired. If I had, and I'll get it, all the documents, they should show when that fire truck went out and why so much fuel was going in. Now, from the last time I came up here, I asked all kinds of questions. A bunch. Does anybody have any answers for me? Commissioner Wise, all due respect, you've had plenty of time to get all the supporting documentation that you needed for that rant that you had where you were so steamed and you feel sorry for somebody if they question things. That guy that you was referring to is me. Do you have any documents to prove that on October 17th, the day in question, that boat was gotten? Or did you go on hearsay from somebody else?
On that, see, I'll answer the question, because on that particular incident, that was when I was under the impression that that's when the boat was picked up and gotten.
Was that off of hearsay?
That was just off of what someone had told me.
So that'd be hearsay.
And so that was where I got that information from. So, okay.
But what you stated is you're tired of hearsay. I don't deal in hearsay. I deal in documents right here. And I acquire them from you guys, from this body. And I still can't get all the answers I want.
Well, I try to answer the things that I have.
You have the right and you have the duty as a commissioner to look into it.
Yes, sir.
That's all of you do. And that's why I don't understand. Everybody's sitting on their hands. Won't ask questions. Now, you want to talk about hearsay? And I could be wrong. I might ask that Steve Law answer this or interject. A FOIA request, I didn't, because I run out of FOIA requests. So I had somebody FOIA request. All billing, certified payroll for the past 7 years pertaining to the brush facility, brush grinding, removal for the city of Clinton. Last meeting I came to, I said they don't grind twice a year. I live right next door to it and have for 20 years. What do you think these documents say, fellas?
I know we do it every year. We do it at least once a year, but on
that's not what was stated.
On a particular year, we did do it twice.
But it was stated, you can go back and listen to the meeting. It was stated that it's done twice a year. Well, maybe 1 year it was only done once. I'm just saying it's done once a year. So I don't
agree that it has. I agree that it has been done once a year, but I also know that on a particular year we did it twice.
But all I'm saying is I'm not going off hearsay.
No, that's fine.
But I'll be back. I'm not going anywhere. Guaranteed. And I'll look into it more. But I think what you need to do is look into everything that's going on. I brought quite a bit up tonight. The other thing is, the white uniform you got, did the city pay for it? If so, why? Thank you for your time.
Thank you,
Seth.
Move down to report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Yeah, just let everyone know that we're going to start our brush pickup again this month. The date will be the 21st. Ask everybody that, of course, the pickup size load limit on the size of the brush. Any leaves or yard waste other than brushed needs to be put in plastic or paper bags. I'm sorry. And we kind of ask people please not to put out more than about a week ahead of time. You know, try not to have brush set out for a month or so. So also, the yard waste, you know, if you got a truck or something, you can haul it out yourself. It is open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. After this Sunday, the hours will be switched to 4 to 6. And, of course, on Saturday from 8 to noon, 1 to 5. And, you know, you can take it out there anytime, your brush. Now, make sure it's not other woods other than from a tree or something like that, not some of your 2x4s or whatever from home. Also, the guys were out this week and tried to get a bunch of potholes filled. We had two trucks running for 3 or 4 days. Hopefully, we got them. And looks like we may have some more snow coming later this week. So that's all I've got.
Okay, thank you. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. You did in your box have two quotes. We have a 25 horsepower motor and a blower that we use down in the plant. And as everything else is becoming 20 years old and getting older, this is starting to make noise. And rather than wait till it completely goes out, we're trying to get ahead of it. So those are in the box and we'll put them on. But like the lead time for that blower is like 22 to 24 weeks just to get it built and made. So it's like everything else. You just got to kind of wait. So we figured we'd get it ordered, get it going. That way it'll be ready to go when we finally can get it there and get it in. Then we'll keep the other one for a spare. Mm-hmm. We'll try to rebuild that motor and have it for a spare and rebuild the bearings and stuff on it. So that would be around in case something goes wrong. So, And other than that, everything else has just been pretty much just normal operating with the water department. So that's all I have.
Okay. Health and safety.
I just got one letter here. I got a letter from the Friendship Center. I'll just read it real quick. The Dewar County Friendship Center is applying for a grant to improve our facility and adjacent lot. It has been brought to my attention that the fencing from the cemetery is being stored at the County Highway Department. If possible, I would like to utilize some of the fencing to enhance the property and the project that they're undertaking down there. I am working with county and local contractor on some much needed improvements at the center. We want to put a pavilion and empty lot west of our parking lot. We think the old fencing could be revitalized and used at the center. We are hoping the city council would donate this fencing to us for the much needed improvements to our facility. And what it is, it's been stored out there for a lot of years after it was taken down, and we really have no use for it. So it's whatever you guys think, if you know.
How much have we got? They got enough to do what they want?
Yes. Been sitting out to the county, and one of the county board members was just going to give it to them, and I told them they can't just give it to them because it's city property, so they have to do an intergovernmental agreement and do some, you know, donation or however Steve works it.
Yeah, let me talk to Myers and see how we can do that. You say it's out at the county
it's
highway?
It's at the county highway department.
All right, I'll look into it.
Okay. But if we can get a consensus on, you know, if Steve can write something up and go that route.
Okay. I'm sure I'll get a hold of everybody, individual, when I talk to Myers and see how he wants to do with it.
Because I believe it's just sitting there rusting into the ground if we don't do something with it.
Okay.
Ben, you got anything?
I don't think so.
That's all I have.
Okay. Tom, you got anything?
Yeah, the only thing I have is just to bring you up to date on the fact that Clint's just about done with the first draft of the budget and should be available for the commissioners to look at there shortly. That's all I have.
Okay. One thing that we can mention, Danny, is that we did get our new playground equipment in.
For Downey Park.
For Downey Park. We're contacting that out to put up, so as soon as we can get back from them, we're on our schedule. As soon as we find out when that's going to be built, we'll let everybody know. Right now, we're just on his schedule, so we've got our foot in the door anyway, so we'll, as soon as the weather changes, hopefully he can get on that right away, because we got it stored right now.
Yeah.
We'll move on down to new business. Or I guess we're going to do the unfinished business. We got some resolutions to vote on.
Motion to approve Resolution 2022-4, a resolution allocating American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, funds for water capital improvements.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Boyce?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Next is the ordinance amending the gaming license terminal fees.
Motion to adopt ordinance number 1545, ordinance amending section 3-2-14-8 of the city code of the city of Clinton, Illinois, gaming license terminal fees, and they will go from $25 to $250.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Move down to new business. We're going to place one article on file is resolution granting chief of police retirement health benefits. With that, entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Mayor, could we have a closed session tonight? I know it wasn't on the agenda. It's kind of come up just rather, just suddenly, and would be a closed session to discuss employment of employee.
We can't without.
We'd have to have more than just a closed session, Tom. We got some time to do that. We'll wait a minute. That'd be okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Call the roll I need a motion first.
Second. Oh, a second.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srilek?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Okay. We'll see you.